Okay, now for the reviews for Ladies Night for season 11 of American Idol. First night, the girls got up on stage, and I knew it was really going to be a difficult night because there's a lot of powerhouses in the group. So here we go. Chelsea and Cowboy Casanova. She gave an impressive start. She's got a really great voice. But again, just like with the boys' night, the judges chose not to judge. There were some issues with her voice and with what she did with the song. So why they're not calling any of the performers on it is kind of strange. Erica, what about Love? She's very comfortable on stage. She has a voice that I can expect to see for weeks on the show. So she's an early favorite. Jen and her version of Adele's One and Only. It was really kind of daring to tackle Adele. She didn't do a bad job. Still, there were some colors missing from the song that Adele put in that made it so much richer, and Jen kind of missed the spot there. Brielle, sitting on the dock of the bay. Here's the first review where I kind of wondered where the hell the judges were and what the hell they were thinking. It's like, do the kids not get coached about learning the meaning of the song? She's got a big voice, and you know she could probably be one of the belters, but yeah, that's not a song where you're playing sexy to the audience, and I want all of the idols to get past that whole, I need to shake hands with every person on the front row as they walk past when they sing, because that's not what that's about. Hallie and Feeling Good. She was really, really very good. And again, it's one of those things that the rest of the girls, it's a tough competition in the girl side. The girls, there will be a female winner. I would like to go on record right now to say that one of the girls is probably going to be the winner. Because there hasn't been a guy that yet out set themselves so far apart from the pack that made it obvious that they were going to pretty much take over. She got lost in the middle, but she ended really well with the song. So, again, another early favorite. Skylar and her version of Stay With Me. She's a performer, no doubt. But if she goes on, she's got to get past all of the screaming as she sings the song on stage. Bailey and Amazed. She sounded off, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Holly and Reflection. So far, favorite of the singers right now. She did a fantastic job with the song, and for 16, she performed it so well that she stood out from the rest of the girls. Haley and Sweet Dreams. I don't know what she was thinking. It wasn't a performer song, and she didn't do herself justice with that. She's got a fantastic voice, and she can do many, many things with it. That was not the song to experiment with. Shannon, Hold Out Your Candle. Good song, good voice. If she's doing Miss America, Miss Teen America, whatever. Jessica, Love You I Do. What? She sang her butt off. If she is sick or sore or whatever, they are going to be in trouble when she's 100%. Amazing. And Elise and her version of One and Only. Fan-freaking-tastic. Put the earlier version to shame. So, right now, my early picks, Jessica, Elise, Holly, and